This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Government arrears surge to 1,284 billion rupees. President Ramchandra Padil says growing size of arrears is a challenge to good governance. Deliberations on principles and priorities of appropriation bill for next fiscal year continue in House of Representatives. Lawmakers seek economic revival plan in upcoming budget. And Israeli strikes in northern Gaza kill at least 50 people. Now the news in detail. The arrears of the government offices and state-owned corporations from the three tiers of government have raised 1,284 billion rupees. The 62nd annual report of the Office of the Auditor General made public today showed a steady rise in the amount of arrears. The last fiscal year alone witnessed a rise by 91.59 billion rupees. The updated outstanding payment is increased by 9.45% compared to the last fiscal year. Today itself, an annual report of the Office of the Auditor General for the next past fiscal year has been presented before President Ramchandra Padil. Auditor General Toyam Raya presented the document to the head of the state amidst a program held at the Office of the President in Sital Nivas today. On the occasion, the President said it is a challenge for advancing good governance for the government to record a growing size of arrears each year. Lawmakers have called for incorporating the parliamentary submissions to be presented in regard with the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill while formulating the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. During the deliberations on the principles and priorities excluding tax proposals of the Appropriation Bill 2025-26 in a meeting of the House of Representatives today, Nepali Congress leader Arjun Narasingh KC stated that the budget should be formulated considering the national reality. He said that although the principles of the budget are positive, the government needs to further clarify its priorities. Similarly, former Finance Minister and CPN Mao Center leader Janardhan Sharma has advised the government to reduce current expenditures and focus on structural reforms. He also stressed that the budget should be presented not only as a document of revenue and expenditure, but also as a means for the country's prosperity, social justice and ending inequality. Similarly, CPN EML leader Padam Giri commented that the principles and priorities of the budget bill presented by the government have instilled hope among the people. Dr. Chandakar Kipandari of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party RPP questioned the Rashtriya Swatantra Party questioned the relevance of taking part in the discussions when their opinions are not addressed. Rajendra Pandey of CPN Unified Socialists presented the need, phrased the need to bring the budget capable of preventing the corruption, promoting good governance and creating jobs. Meanwhile, the National Assembly, the upper house of the federal parliament, today concluded deliberations on the principles and priorities except tax of the appropriation bill. Earlier, responding to the lawmakers' queries on the bill, Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Padil said that the fiscal discipline and people's aspirations would be centered while bringing the budget for next fiscal year. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the non-resident Nepali Association NRNA to be united, dignified and purpose-driven, inaugurating the NRNA Global Conclave organized by the NRNA in Kathmandu today. Prime Minister Oli said that it is inappropriate to see trends that do not align with the objectives of the organization. The head of the government also stated that the organization should not be deviated from the sacred purpose of the rights and interests of the Nepali diaspora. Prime Minister Oli urged the non-resident Nepali community to move forward by embracing democratic values with due process. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjurana Deuba says the upcoming Sagarmatha Sambad is an important platform for elevating Nepal's presence on the global platform and addressing the climate change issues. Speaking at a workshop on climate adaptation and resilience for South Asia organized in Kathmandu today, on the eve of the dialogue, the CEO highlighted the importance of the dialogue and call for shared commitment and cooperation for addressing the impacts of climate change. The dialogue, scheduled to take place in Kathmandu from the 16th to the 18th of May, focuses on the situation of climate change, mountains and the future of humanity. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना करने
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लेने
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी संगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरी सजिले
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू करना #14 #7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलीकॉम को ऐप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A delegation led by Han Moon-hee, president of the Korea Railway Corporation, today discussed the development of railways in Nepal with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. In a meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata today, the established South Korean Railway Company with a 160-year history has shown a willingness to collaborate for railway construction in Nepal. During the meeting, an animation video of the Everest Railway project from Chatradham to Chaurikarka was presented. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli highlighted the positive initiative for Korean collaboration, stating that Nepal has already commenced rail operation from Janakpur. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 50 Palestinians have been killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes in northern Gaza overnight, a local hospital says. The Indonesian hospital reported that 22 children and 15 women among the dead after a number of homes in Jabalia town and refugee camp were hit. According to the BBC, a video shared online appeared to show at least a dozen bodies on the floor there. The Israeli military said it was looking into the reports. It had warned residents of Jabalia and neighboring areas to evacuate on Tuesday night after a Palestinian armed group launched rockets into Israel. Regional peace, investment, energy and security cooperation are on the agenda as U.S. President Donald Trump holds talks with Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in the Qatari capital Doha during the second leg of his Gulf visit. According to Al Jazeera, earlier in the day, Trump reaffirmed America's strategic commitment and partnership with the region in a speech at the summit of the United States and Gulf Cooperation Council members in Saudi capital Riyadh. The U.S. president met his Syrian counterpart Ahmed al-Sara on the sidelines of the summit a day after announcing to lift Syrian sanctions. Trump received a lavish welcome in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday, the first day of his trip. Trump will conclude his four-day visit to the Gulf region in the United Arab Emirates on Thursday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hill regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Kosi province and hill regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government arrears surge to 1,284 billion rupees. President Ramchandra Portal says growing size of arrears is a challenge to good governance. Deliberations on principles and priorities of appropriation bill for next fiscal year continue in House of Representatives. Lawmakers seek economic revival plan in upcoming budget. And Israeli strikes in northern Gaza kill at least 50 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.